Resource 5, the 4 R's, a prayer guideline to live free. You will find two illustrations of this Resource 5 in the blog. Resource 5. By recognizing our state, we take the first step towards restoring our soul, which is our personality, thoughts, will, feelings. In other words, we refuse to live in a divided house, to live constant conflict on the inside, to oscillate between yes and no. We choose life, and that is a founding act of our identity. We now turn this choice into prayers.
Lord, I cannot change my story, but I can change the consequences of my past on my present. Lord, I understand that you want my full restoration, and today I declare that I want it too. I no longer want to survive, but I want to live. The wounds of my past have not escaped your gaze, and I wish to collaborate with you so that they impact me less and less in my relationship with myself, with you, and with others. I humbly recognize that these wounds have caused me to leave the path of life because they have created in me this and that. Take the time to list the emotions and actions that resulted from these wounds and that presently come to mind. This is very important. You are led to express as precisely as possible when, how, and why there was an expression of each of these inadequate behaviors. You entrust the Lord with the precise source that you have identified and also with the consequences on your own life, the damage caused, without minimizing them. Talk to Him about everything that comes to your mind. Get rid of these big burdens. And I ask for your forgiveness. I face my wounds so that you can free me from them and deliver me from all that they have created, including all the strategies that I have put in place to overcome them and protect myself. I open myself to your light and your life, and at the same time, I encounter love. I open all of my being to you, Lord, because I know that you want to sanctify me completely, body, soul, and spirit. In other words, I desire to collaborate with you in my own restoration and release from my chains. I am aware that this past has impacted my character, especially in, if possible, express how your character is influenced by your wounds. I declare to you, Lord, that I absolutely want to leave the path of death that has been exposed. In the name and in the authority of Jesus, I renounce these things that I have just listed. I take authority over every area of my life that I have allowed to be influenced by, and in your mighty name, from now on, I will resist the habits I had cultivated. Again, you specify. Lord, I replace every lie of the enemy with the truth of who God is and what God says about me. I choose to believe that I am precious and loved by God. Lord Jesus, I receive the forgiveness you promised me. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit, and I receive it by faith to live a supernatural life. I recognize and I receive from you the opposite of what I have experienced so far under the influence of my wounds. Love instead of the feeling of rejection, bitterness, and hatred. Trust instead of fear. The sense of self-worth, self-confidence, self-esteem instead of shame, unworthiness, inferiority, and insignificance. Initiatives, my passion for God and the progression of His kingdom instead of my passivity. Words of blessings to those who have harmed me. All this I receive from you, Lord, and you remind me of this prayer whenever I may backslide into my old ways. I take that decisive step, Lord, that chases away the darkness and the miasma of the past. I enter into the apprenticeship of this walk in new life. I get a taste of freedom. Thank you for what you are doing in me and what you will continue to do to bring me inner pacification. Take up all the space in me. I open every room to you, Lord. This approach has been called the 4 R's approach. Recognize, resist, replace, and receive. These 4 verbs are the 4 faces of repentance. It was clarified by Mike Riches, in particular in his booklet, Living Freed. You will find an illustration of this approach in the testimony posted on the blog entitled Better Connect to God. You understand that I regularly use this approach of the four R's each time God highlights a fault or dysfunction, which therefore needs my attention and my repentance.